yes, it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, today. Now it's time for our live music session. Now, unique singer-songwriter Stephen Foster Pilkington has just released his latest single, and it was inspired by the late great novelist Kurt Vonnegut Jr. The single's called If This Isn't Good, What Is? And joining me now in the studio is the man himself. It's Stephen Foster Pilkington. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. May I call you Steve? Is that all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's very, very good indeed. Well, we'll talk a bit about your sort of musical journey a bit later on, but I'm interested in this new single. Can you tell us how that great American writer inspired you to write it?
Okay, well, I've read just about all of his novels and writings of Kurt Vonnegut for quite a while now. And I was reading his more later books, book called Timequake, in which he remarks about his uncle, who said something very important to him, saying that there's a lot of people around who just don't notice happiness when it happens. And we're not talking about great big victories like winning the lottery or job promotions or anything like that. It's just small things that people just let go and don't even notice. Like, you know, someone playing the piano nicely in the background.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A lovely sunset, even, that goes unnoticed. And just little things like that, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, yeah, he's got a point. His actual quote was, if this isn't nice, what's good? But as you'll see later, it doesn't go quite as well with the melody I composed, right?
Well, you've done a great recording of the single. We are going to hear some live music from you shortly, but I thought we'd play the actual single that you've recorded first. So let's hear that. It's Stephen Foster Pilkington, and If This Isn't Good, What Is?
What is, what is, what is?
In the middle of July, a train has just arrived, we're gonna be on time. A greeting with a smile as you walk into the room, a cool breeze in the middle of the hottest afternoon. If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
Oh yes, like that. Stephen Foster Pilkington, and If This Isn't Good, What Is? And it's a message about appreciating the small things in life that should make us happy. And I know what you mean, Steve. The thing is, I've had a bad back for about 18 months and been hobbling around in pain, and it's virtually gone now. And already I'm taking it for granted instead of remembering, wow, this is great, you know. I think it's human nature, really. You know, good things happen and we just can't see them. And I love the sentiments of that song. Now, we were just talking off air, you're a bit of a talented multi-instrumentalist, and I've seen comments about you such as, he played the violin like a man possessed, quite brilliant. And also, he is a musical genius, he could play any instrument as soon as he picked it up. Does it really come that easy to you, Steve?
I don't know. If you gave me a clarinet now, I don't think I'd make the most wonderful of sounds out of it.
Okay. You generally sort of take to it like a duck to water, do you?
Yeah, I persist. You know, I've friends who bought saxophones and they've been under the bed for months and months, and I've decided while they're out to pick them up and, you know, but after a couple of hours, managed to get a few tunes and notes out of them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So why do you think that is? Do you think different people are sort of more suited to it, or what, how does it work? Is it just that you work hard at it?
I think it's the desire to do it. And also, I mean, for instance, I'm useless, totally useless at things like football. I'm not very good at sport. I love sailing, though.
Right.
I absolutely love sailing. And I enjoy swimming as well. And I do a lot of walking, fell walking and so on. Yeah. But I suppose it's, you know, horses for courses, as they say.
I suppose so, yeah. Well, I'm 59 years in and I still haven't found the thing I'm good at yet. But we'll get there eventually. Okay, well, we promised the listeners some live music. Perhaps you could oblige us now with that. What are you going to play for us?
I'll do this song. We're talking also about smoking off air a moment ago. I've managed to give up smoking.
Good for you.
For about just over 11 years now. And when I gave up, though, I didn't take nick patches or gum or anything like that. Right. I just did it cold turkey, as it were. And after 2 or 3 months, after the nicotine went, I'm not trying to put everyone off who's giving up now. No. Keep it going. You're doing very well.
Yeah.
I just started getting panic attacks. Right. And obviously, it's probably the chemical composition of my body changing or something. Anyway, this is a song called Panic Attack Blues, which is all about that. And also, it has a solution in which way, a rather fascinating way in which I tried to deal with it. It goes like this. So, I'm feeling claustrophobic, there's no one else around. My pulse is getting higher, and now it's just a pound. I guess I got those panic attack blues. I guess I got those panic attack blues. I've tried those beta blockers, I've just tried to relax. But when I started shaking, there's no turning back. Now I got those panic attack blues. I guess I got those panic attack blues. 'Cause you don't know when they're gonna strike. They attack just when they like, to leave you in the coldest sweat and make you think you're as good as dead. Well, I've hit upon an answer that helps me to survive. I just say to my body, well, go on, die, die, die. And now I've got no panic attack blues. Well, I've got those panic attack blues. Panic attack blues. Panic attack blues.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Thank you, sir. I'm playing up for ages, actually.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, obviously, that we know what inspired you to write that song. Where do you normally get your inspiration from? Is it from life?
Oh, yeah, just about. Yeah, I think, in fact, this album, this single you just heard a few minutes ago, it's part of a whole album I'm in the process of preparing. And I'm thinking about calling it Songs of Awareness. That's a sort of working title at the moment, because it is all about just observations of everything around me, experiences and attitudes to certain things, etc., which I suppose is almost true for every songwriter on the whole.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about your musical journey? When did you first sort of realise that you could make music, really?
Well, I was very lucky. I actually wanted to... My mum said, why don't you learn an instrument? I said, all right, can I play drums? She went, oh, no.
Don't blame her, yeah.
And she goes, how about the violin? Because, you know, your mum's mum's father sort of play the violin. And I thought, all right, then, yeah, I like the sound of that. So I gave it a go, and I really, really seriously got into it. And about the age of 8 or 9, I was starting to listen to a lot of classical music as well, thinking, right, I want to learn the great concertos.
Yeah.
And I used to practice like mad, the detriment of all schoolwork and everything. And that was all I was interested in all of a sudden, you know.
Right. And so how did it go on from there, then?
Well, you know, I still did North School work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Then I think GCSEs, well, O-levels as they were called in those days, suddenly came along. I thought, I suppose I ought to sort of have a go at these.
Yeah.
And all at the same time, I did actually. I finished my A-levels and all that sort of thing to some degree of success. And then all of a sudden, punk rock came along.
Right.
And I thought, I want to get an electric guitar now, actually. A guitar is a must. You know, I want to start making songs like The Pistols and The Clash and the Adverts and all those wonderful people at the time. And so that's how I started. And then formed a little band with like-minded fellows of my peer group, as it were. Off we went.
And for a while you were signed to the legendary Arista label in your early days. How did that come about?
Well, it's just I used to just gig. And did I say gig? Yes, I think I did. And just lots of gigging, and I actually went around a few labels, and actually sung live.
Okay.
And it got a lot of people talking, people phoning up other labels saying, hey, you've got to hear this, you've got to hear that, you know.
Right.
And I ended up going to various people, Virgin, all the big labels and so on. And then suddenly Arista or whatever, and like one or two others as well, said, how much do you want?
Wow.
And I said, oh, can we come back on that?
Yeah.
And it was jolly good, actually. Yeah,
sounds like it. Yeah. And you've worked with a wide variety of artists, including the iconic punk band The UK Subs. What did you do with them?
That's right, I was doing a gig, actually, in London, at a pub in North London. And I remember Charlie Harper. Thank you. I knew Andrews Parker anyway. Yeah. Charlie Harper suddenly came up to me and he said, do you want to come and play on our next record? And so I did, yeah.
Fantastic.
Which was very kind of him. And since I've played for all sorts of people, I've played for a chap called Martin Stevenson, who's a very good friend of mine, actually. I went on tour with him. He's a fantastic person and doesn't do the rock and roll thing as such. I mean, he's probably got more rock and roll than the people who try and pretend to do rock and roll. But he's just so natural, basically, and totally honest. And also some other old friends of mine, a band called The Sunscreen, who is my most recent session. They've got a new album out now, which is absolutely amazing.
Right.
It's sort of on my MP3 player, I think they call them these days.
Yes, that's right. We've got a track from that album. We're going to try and fit it in later if we've got time. But I'd like a bit more live music from you,
certainly,
if possible. Have you got another song you can play us?
Yeah, I write in various styles. This is a country and western song. It's called "In My Eyes See Everything When I'm Looking at You." And actually, this is dedicated to Martin Stevenson himself. All right. If every picture tells a story, for better or worse, who's to know what really happens in yours? With a face like a cover that's too good to be true, I'd have to read the whole book to be sure. 'Cause flaws in my eyes won't take you away. Inward replies just make me look bad again. But before I submit to what I have to admit, there's only one thing that I'm left with to say. Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you? Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you? Take a look at a person, anybody will do. Or have you thought what they're all looking for? If I tried to imagine myself inside you, would I feel more at ease than before? 'Cause closing my eyes won't take you away. Inward replies just make me look back again. But before I submit to what I have to admit, there's only one thing that I'm left with to say. Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you? Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you? Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you? Do my eyes see everything when I'm looking at you, I suppose?
Absolutely lovely. Thank you very much, Stephen. That is excellent. In the studio with Stephen Foster Pilkington, who's just played a couple of songs live for us, and very good they were too. Stephen, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I noticed you've also worked with Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist Lorraine Bowen, and doing a bit of research for our chat today, I ended up watching Lorraine on YouTube for about an hour. She's wonderful, isn't she?
Yes, she's a very fascinating lady. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. I saw her standing in post office queues, making marmalade, and some of her stage performances. I got well and truly sidetracked. Tell us a bit about Lorraine and what happened when you worked with her.
Well, I've known her for quite a while, and I've met her several times on the train, funny enough. She's just one day, she goes, "Oh, can you come and play some guitar for me, Stephen?" And she's been making albums and records for quite a while now.
That's right. Sorry, I should say, just in case you're not able to make the connection and you've seen the programme, it's the lady who plays keyboard on her ironing board, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Very, very domestic orientated. Because, funny enough, before she was on her own, she used to be in a band called The Dinner Ladies. So she's kept it
it all very, you might call her humble in her approach in a way. You know?
Absolutely wonderful. Well, I was thoroughly entertained for a good hour there on YouTube. And nowadays you continue to perform as a singer, guitarist and violinist at venues nationwide, but that's not all you do, is it?
No, I actually do a bit of supply teaching as well. I teach everything from, well, do general subjects to majoring in maths and music, actually. You know, I teach maths all the way to GCSE. If you want private tuition, anyone, you know where to come.
Okay.
And music A-level. I'm still listening to a lot of classical music and so on.
Right.
And if you need history, music help, I'm probably quite not a bad person to ask.
Okay. Do you think there's a connection between music and maths?
Oh, loads. Yeah. Loads. It's a fraction set to music, basically music.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say in a nutshell, yeah.
Right. And you've also got into classical music so much so that you've done some radio presenting a classical music show, I think.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. That was really good on another station called Saint FM.
Yes, we like Saint FM, yeah.
That's really good. I used to do this for about a couple of years, and I interviewed quite a lot of very interesting people.
Yeah.
The great and the very good. And, yeah. That was great fun. Nice to be able to play lots of music of my, that I've always wanted people to listen to, etc. You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Music's an enormous part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, you might say, yeah.
Well, again, while I was searching around trying to do a bit of research, I noticed there's an author called Stephen Foster Pilkington who's written a couple of books. Is that you?
Well, actually, yeah, if you go on Amazon...
Yes.
Oh, gosh, we're opening the shop now, aren't we? One of my stories is actually all about Haydn, who's one of my most favourite of composers. He lived about the same time as Mozart, and he's someone I've been very, very, very keen on indeed. And it's a story actually about one of his more famous pieces, and it's an elaboration really. I did lots and lots of research and sort of put quite a lot of detail into it, and it's a story called The Farewell. And you'll find that on Kindle, in fact, yes.
Is there no end to your talents, man?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not very good at rock climbing, really.
Oh, right, okay. Well, look, we're running out of time fast here. It's 2:55. We've got to take the news at 2:00. Could you just quickly tell us where people can find out a bit more about you and where they can find your music?
Yes, certainly. My single is actually out on iTunes, and you can buy it from Amazon as well, again. All the usual outlets, and if you enjoyed that single and other songs of mine, please go and donate. I'll tell you what, I mean, one of my summertime jobs was selling ice cream, okay?
Oh, right, yeah.
And, when you're doing jobs like that, like working in a chocolate factory, you're allowed to eat as much chocolate or eat as much ice cream as you like, or you end up anyway.
Right.
And I found that you just didn't like it because you weren't paying it. So the best way to enjoy my music, I think, is to actually buy it rather than download free or go on YouTube. It's a similar principle. You will get more, you'll be able to savour it a lot more.
I'll go along with that. I mean, in the old days when you used to buy a vinyl album, it became like a possession, didn't
exactly.
it? You'd carry it around with you, you'd look at the sleeve. Nowadays, not quite the same with digital downloads,
is
right.
it? No, that's right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You must come back again sometime in the future. We'd love to have you back again.
I'd love to.
But before we go, there's just about time to hear a bit of another project you've been working on, Sunscreen. Can you just give us a brief intro to this and what you do on the track?
Okay, well, I've known Paul and Lucia, the sort of main part of the band, as it were, for quite a while now. In fact, Lucia, she's a classical cellist, and we played in a piano trio once upon a time. We used to go and play in student unions with a pianist friend as well. Anyway, and we've always kept in touch because they don't live too far away from me. And I was doing some recording around theirs once, and they said, oh, while you're there, Stephen, do you mind playing some violin on this track of ours?
Okay.
And you'll hear a bit of violin in the background on this very wonderful current single of theirs called Here's the Summer.
All right, Stephen, let's hear it now, and thank you so much once again. Lovely to speak to you.
Pleasure.